All right, 1 Samuel 15 is our text. Open your Bibles there, please. Unless you trust me implicitly, which I don't recommend. Disobedient obedience. It may sound odd, but every parent knows what it means. Your child claims to have obeyed you when you've caught them dead to rights, red-handed, disobeying you. We do it too, as adults before the Lord, and it's illustrated for us by King Saul. Saul will disobey God, but he claims he obeyed him, even as Saul is busting him, or as Samuel, excuse me, is busting him. And so let's start in verse 1 of chapter 15. Samuel also said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, heed the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he ambushed him on the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have. Do not spare them. Kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." The Amalekites had attacked the children of Israel while they were leaving Egypt. It was a particularly cowardly attack as they picked off the weak members who were straggling behind in the rear. Sometimes you're going to be asked to do things that seem difficult as a Christian, things that defy the world's counsel or wisdom, things that may be hard or cause you discomfort. I mean, there's no doubt when you read this, from our point of view as a supposedly civilized society, you think, man, that's harsh. Kill nursing mothers, babies, infants, that's rough. Don't forget that the Lord had given them hundreds of years to repent. And this is just what was happening. And the illustration for us is that there are many difficult things that we're going to be asked to do as Christians, at least from a natural standpoint. And we're going to learn from Saul that we ought to do what the Lord says, and we ought to do it to the letter. And so in verse 4, so Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and lay in wait in the valley. Then Saul said to the Kenites, "Go, depart, get down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt." So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. Saul was prone to showing mercy, and that was a good thing. We should be prone to showing mercy in those cases and at those times when it is appropriate. It isn't always the Christian thing to do to show mercy. Sometimes people must be confronted and suffer the consequences for their actions. There's a common feeling among people, especially who are not Christians, that if you're a Christian because of the Sermon on the Mount, for example, turning the other cheek and all of those kinds of things, that Christians must be opposed to war and opposed to the death penalty and opposed to anything harsh that isn't completely merciful. But mercy isn't just overlooking consequences. A lot of people, some people have the mistaken idea that what Jesus did in the New Testament was cancel out some cruelties from the Old Testament. And they don't read it as one narrative building upon itself. Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament. He brought it to fruition. He brought it to its peak. He didn't cancel out the nature of God. I mean, God in the Old Testament is no less merciful, no less gracious than he is in the New Testament. Jesus reveals God the Father to us. And so, though we should be prone to showing mercy, I mean, obviously we can be very harsh sometimes as Christians. This probably is a bad example.